USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Attorney General Merrick Garland says the Department of Justice has filed a motion to unseal the search warrant of former President Donald Trump's home. The former president's home in Palm Beach, Florida, was raided earlier this week by FBI agents over possible classified documents that were taken from the White House when he left office. Garland also saying,
I personally approve the decision to seek a search warrant in this matter. The department does not take such a decision lightly. Where possible, it is standard practice to seek less intrusive means as an alternative to a search and to narrowly scope any search that is undertaken.
Police just outside of Cincinnati, Ohio, have killed a man after he attempted to breach an FBI office and ran into a rural area. This is USA Radio News.
Whether you're taking your pets on the road or a walk around the block, you need to be aware of heat stroke. Hi, I am Dr. Jose Arce, immediate past president of the American Veterinary Medical Association. It's important that pets get out and enjoy the warm weather and fresh air, but here are some reminders to help keep your pets safe in the heat. Tune into the day's forecast to see how hot it will be. Limit exercise on hot days or schedule walks earlier or later on the day when it's cooler. If outside, stay on the grass instead of the hot pavement. Make sure your pet has unlimited fresh water and access to shade. Never leave your pet in a closed vehicle. And leave your pet at home in air conditioning when you go out. If you see signs of heat strokes in your pet, such as excessive panting, drooling, unsteadiness, or abnormal gum and tongue color, call your veterinarian or nearest emergency clinic. For more info on summer pet safety, visit avma.org. That's avma.org.
Your eyes aren't playing tricks on you. When you go to the store, you're continuing to see high prices.
The Producer Price Index program measures prices for everyday necessities. It remains at a multi-decade high. The Labor Department reported Thursday that its PPI is nearly 10% in July from the previous year. Wells Fargo, Paul Christopher on Fox Business.
We think that keeps the Fed in play going forward, and it's going to keep households really losing purchasing power. So, yeah, we think there will be a recession ultimately, probably a little bit later this year.
From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
At least 39 people have died from the flooding in eastern Kentucky. That's according to a tweet from Governor Andy Beshear. The news comes after it was revealed that the Commonwealth is finally out of the emergency phase of its flooding response. The Dow gained 27 points on Thursday. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wade on the Roof. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download on iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw.
War Raw.
The House is expected to vote on a reconciliation bill titled the Inflation Reduction Act on Friday. The Senate passed the measure on Sunday with Vice President Harris casting a tie-breaking vote. The bill would head to President Biden's desk if passed in the House. AAA is reporting the national average for the price of regular gas is $3.99 a gallon. That's 80 cents higher than it was 1 year ago. But that's no problem, according to Democratic Senator Ed Markey from Massachusetts. He believes everyone should buy an electric vehicle.
We are going to ultimately say to the American people, there's no reason why you have to pay $4 or $5 a gallon for gasoline when you can have an all-electric vehicle that averages 75 cents for your payment for your all-electric vehicle to be able to move you anywhere you want in our state or in our country.
The average cost of an electric vehicle is $67,000. Russian officials are negotiating with the United States over a prisoner swap to bring home Brittany Griner and Paul Whelan. The WNBA star and former Marine will be released in exchange for Victor Boot, a Russian arms dealer. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.